But to begin today's program by wishing everyone Ner Shabbos, good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom, and Lag B'Omer Sameach. And I think, given what happened last night, it's even hard to say those words. It's hard to say Lag B'Omer Sameach. What happened in Meron, unfortunately, last night was just so devastating and so dumbfounding and just so tragic that to even say anything Sameach is a difficult thing to do. And when I was talking to Rabbi Hershiner about how to sort of approach this program, we were conflicted because really, you know, to Lag B'Omer is generally a special holiday, and I had planned for this to be more festive and celebratory. And it doesn't seem like a time to be festive and celebratory. It seems like the opposite. And the question is how we should have approached this. And I think that the approach I'm going to take, at least, and you can take with me, is the line. I'll quote from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who we remember today himself, but I quote every once in a while, where he says that you have to be in a place of what he says, atziva, atzivu misitra da, bechadu misitra da, which means sadness from one side and happiness from another side. That life is very complex, and there are times where it's just very difficult to do anything but sort of bask in sadness and sort of think about how horrible the world is and how difficult and sad and dark a place it can be. But even when really hard things happen, and we can learn from Rabbi Akiva specifically, even when really difficult things happen, there's a difference between sadness and despair. What we call atzvut, sadness, and yeyesh, which means giving up hope and despair. And we're never meant to despair. And we're always meant to focus on all aspects of life. And today is Erev Shabbat, and today is Lag B'Omer. And that is a time where it's ripe for spiritual growth. And I hope that we can glean what we can from this special day, while at the same time also mourning and also trying to connect with the rest of B'nai Israel, and also specifically those who are in need of a healing or Refuah Shlema, and who are mourning those whom they lost, and for those souls that have been lost. So I thought it would be appropriate to begin with reciting some Tehillim, some Psalms. I'm going to share my slide with you. It has that. And I will also note that I would like to dedicate this program, which I'm hoping will last about 40 minutes or so for those who are planning to get ready for Shabbat, but leave as you may, in memory of all those who we lost last night, and especially in memory of Donnie Morris, Zichrono Livracha, Daniel Ben Miriam Ilana, who was the young man from Bergenfield, New Jersey, who was attending yeshiva, and like, you know, my father, who's on the call, remarked to me, you know, a few years ago when I was studying in yeshiva in Israel, I also went to Meron on Lag B'Omer night, and I enjoyed it, and it was really crowded, but ended up being okay. And to think that other people did the same thing that I did and didn't have the same experience and ended so tragically is so difficult. It's just so difficult to think about. So I'd like to dedicate our Torah and singing and davening in his memory. And I want to, before we get to the Tehillim, to share one idea from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Akiva, again, whom we are thinking about today. I think that sometimes when things like this happen, we have a certain coping mechanism whereby we try to explain or think. And we think things like, well, you know, how did this happen? What was the cause of this tragedy? And even we might ask, whose fault is this? And although there might be a time for thinking in those terms, I don't think that's the time now. I don't think that's what we should be thinking now. Right now, I think our thoughts need to be with just connecting with one another and uniting with Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Akiva, whom we've been celebrating this week over our Shavua Tzon, remarks that the Klal Gadol BaTorah, the most important rule in Torah, is loving one's friend as themselves. V'ahavta reicha kamocha, that unity. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, in this passage in the Zohar, well, I got this from Rabbi Shlomo Aviner, remarks about how he was able to achieve this deep understanding to the secrets of Torah. And he writes as follows. I'll read it in English. When they came before Rasphir, Rishon Bar Yochai, to ask their question, he immediately recognized in their face what the subject was that occupied them, namely the love of God, the people of Israel. And he said, come, holy sons, come, the king's lovers, Ohavav Shel Melech, come, my beloved, my Ahuvim Sheli, let the lovers love one another. That's how he referred to the students, the lovers, the Ohavim. And Rabbi Abba, who was a student of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, remarked, all those friends who did not love each other, namely the students of Rabbi Akiva, whom we were mourning until today or even after today, who passed away in a plague, who didn't treat each other appropriately, all those who friends did not love each other left the world prematurely. However, all the friends in the days of Rabbi Shimon, there was love of the soul and spirit among them. They loved each other. They were united. Therefore, in Rabbi Shimon's generation, the study was in revelation. There was a revelation. That is, the mysteries of the Torah were revealed. That was the secret of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is that his students loved one another. They had this unity. So what I like to do is begin with the Parak HaTehillim, and then we'll begin with the song of Achinu Beit Yisrael, which I'll have the words here. Our brothers and sisters, House of Israel, and then we'll get into the crux of our program. You can stand or sit as you please. This is Tehillim, Psalm 130, and it goes as follows. And unmute or mute as you please, and we'll recite it line by line. Shramalo tzimamakin karasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema Bekoli Tiena Aznecha Kashuvot Lekol Tachanunai Im Avono Tishmaria Adonai Miyamor Kim Chaslicha Leman Tivare Kiviti Adonai Kita Nafshi Belivara Ochalti Nafshi l'Adonai, mishomrim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael, el Adonai, im Adonai achas v'harbeim ofedus, v'hu yifte es Yisrael, mikol avonotav. We'll follow with the song Achinu Kol Beit Yisrael. And I have my guitar to my left, but I'm not going to play. I would like this not to necessarily be focused on sounding nice or melodic, but rather just raw song, raw unity. So, and I'm not going to mute anyone. Feel free to unmute or mute yourself as we please, as we sing this song all about unity and praying for our brothers and sisters together. Achenu kol beit Yisrael. All day, Achenu kol beit Yisrael, hanisunim batzara, batzara uvashivya. Haomdim bein bayam bein bayabasha Hamakom yirachem yirachem aleihem yotziyem mitzara lirvacha Who may I fail aliyara mishibo lege ulahashta bagala uvizman karib hamako mirache mirache malehem the old seeing me tara live out may I fail aliora umishibod legiu la hasta bagala uvis mankari. Okay, may Hashem answer our prayers very speedily. Let's talk a little bit about the mystical music of Shabbat. That is the title of tonight's program, after all. I want to begin with a bit of a proviso, a warning, and that is that I am not a Kabbalist. I am not a mystic. And to really know Kabbalah, you need to have a teacher, and you need to spend a lot of time studying it, and I do not have that training. But to understand a little bit of our rituals on Shabbat on a surface level, that is the plan tonight. And let me begin with the following song. It's called the Pinutuitat. I'm not even going to sing it. I actually don't know a good tune for this song. Maybe someone else wants to share one afterward. I'm happy to hear. But many of the songs that are associated with Shabbat, Lechadodi is another one of them, which we'll get to later, began in Tzifat. In Tzifat, in the late 1500s, there was sort of a reawakening and a spiritual renewal focused specifically on the deeper wisdom. And one of the leaders of that movement was the Ari HaKadosh, Rabbi Yitzhak Luria. And Rabbi Luria wrote this sort of introduction to each of the three feasts that we have on Shabbat. We eat three meals on Shabbat. And before each one, he would open with the following. And I'll read it in English, Hebrew, and then translate it in English. And we'll talk about some of the concepts here, and then we'll move on to some other, I think, important mystical concepts. Let me just actually back up for a second. The notion of singing on Shabbat is a very old custom. Even in our prayer services, we add extra psalms, a tehillim, extra songs, because Shabbat is a time of praising Hashem for his creations and praising him for his role in the world. And that custom of singing extended to the feasts of Shabbat. And Rabbi Yitzhak Luria argued that each of the meals of Shabbat is a different sort of stage in Hashem's coming down from on high to meet us in this world. He writes as follows here: Akinu su dasa de minuta shlemata chedvata demaka kadisha. Excuse me for the spelling mistake there. That's my own spelling. Prepare the feast of complete faith, the joy of the Holy King. And he says, Atkinu Sudata Damaka, prepare the feast of the king. Da hi Sudada the Chatal Tapuchin Kadishin. This is the feast of the holy apples, the Chatal Tapuchin Kadishin. The Er Anpin and the small face, Batika Kadisha, and the holy ancient one, Atyam Misahada Bahade. So he refers here to three different concepts, or many different concepts. One, he begins with this complete faith that I want to get to later that we have on Shabbat, a completeness in our faith. And then also, Achakal Tabuchin Kadishin, a feast of holy apples. And the Ze'er Anpin, the small face, and the Atika Kadisha. So again, on a very basic level, I'd like to sort of explain what these means, these terms mean. These terms relate to a very well-known concept, although a very mystical concept, and that is the anthropomorphic array of the Sefirot. It's a bit of, you have a picture here on the right of this sort of anthropomorphic array describing God's qualities, which help to illustrate how Hashem interacts with this world and all the worlds. The Kabbalah argues that there are many worlds and that Hashem is infinite and beyond anything we can comprehend. And therefore there's a system which Hashem uses to sort of move from infinite to our finite world. And it sort of begins anthropomorphically. We have the notion of Keter. Keter is the most removed from our understanding. It's the closest, say, to God's will itself. It sort of trickles down to his thought process, getting ultimately to his attributes of Chesed, kindness, Gevura, strength or restraint, Tiferes, glory, Netzach, victory, Hod, splendor, Yesod is the foundation, and Malchut at the beginning. Malchut is kingship. Malchut represents where God, as it were, meets us in this world as king. And these three concepts represent different parts of this anthropomorphic array of Sefirot, and that at each meal of Shabbat, we sort of encounter God on one of these levels. The first meal of Shabbat is called the Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin, which relates to the field of holy apples, and that's the Svira of Malchut, kingship. Night, the Shabbat night, as we say, Lachadli, the Krak Kalas, I'll get to a second, is the night of Hashem greeting us as king and us welcoming the Shabbat queen. That is the feast of the Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin. The second meal of Shabbat day is all the way up top, there in the spirits of Chachma and Bina and the Keter, and they relate to the Atika Kadisha. That's the Hashem that is most prominent, most removed from the world. And the third meal of Shabbat is the middle, which binds it all together. There's the Er Anpin. And it relates to the six spirits in the middle, which all sort of combine with one another and Teferet. Again, there's a lot to say about this. I don't fully understand these concepts, but on a basic level, it describes how God joins us here in this finite world to interact with us. And this is a process that takes place over Shabbat that we embark on this journey over these three meals. And I'd like to sort of move beyond that, and maybe we'll sing a little bit now, to see how some of these concepts play out in a way that reaches us more directly based on the song of the Chadodi. So again, feel free to sing along or not as you please. We'll play the classical tune for the beginning of Lecha Dodi, and then we'll go dive into it a little bit. Lecha Dodi, Lecha Kav, Dene Shabbat, Lecha Vila, Lecha Dodi, Lecha Kav, Dene Shabbat, Lecha Vila, Shamor, Shamor, Vizachor, Vizibor, Echad, Ishmiyanu, Elam Yuchad, Hashem Echad, Ushmo Echad, Shemo Tzemem, Echletila, Echado, Echakala, Tene Shabbat, Echabela, Echado, Okay, we'll sing it a little higher next time we do that. We'll do it again. Let's delve into the words and meaning of the song we sing every Shabbat night. The words go as follows. I hope I'm doing okay on time. Move a little quickly if you have to. Okay, we're doing okay. L'chad v'di l'kra kala p'nei Shabbat n'kabla. Come, my beloved, greet the bride. The face of Shabbat we shall welcome. Samor v'zachor b'dibor echad. Safeguard and remember in one utterance. Hishmianu kel hamyuchad. The united, unified God made us here. It's of course referring to the Aseret HaDibrot, that the Ten Commandments are presented twice in the Torah. And one time when they are presented, the commandment of Shabbat is phrased as zachor, to remember Shabbat. And the second time, it is phrased as Shamor, to safeguard the day of Shabbat. And the sages teach us that these two commands were uttered at the exact same moment. This is referred to in Zachor v'Shamor v'Dibor Echad. And we relate to God's unity. And again, we say, Hashem Echad u'Shemo Echad l'Shem ol Teferet v'Letila. Okay. Two things I want to focus on. The first is this notion of the kala, the bride that we are greeting. And the second is this duality and this unity. On the one hand, there's Shamor and Zachor, two different aspects, but they unite on Shabbat. Let's dig a little bit deeper. We'll go back to that. Bo'i b'shalom in a second. The first, greeting the Shabbat bride. Where do we get this notion from? In fact, it stems from the Talmud. There's two places the Talmud talks about, the Amoraim, the great rabbis in the Gemara, who would await and welcome Shabbat as follows. Read it in English for time's sake. This is from Bava Kamma 32a. Rabbi Hanina would say, come and greet the bride, the queen. And some said, he said, to greet the Shabbat bride and queen. L'krat Shabbat kala malchita. This actually has a legal ramification. The Gemara gives a unique dispensation to sort of hurry and make an error without getting into details, if you're hurrying to greet the Shabbat. Unique dispensations in halacha for getting out there to go greet the Shabbat queen. And then the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yonai would wrap himself and stand still and say, Bowi kala, bowi kala. Come bride, come bride. Why do we refer to Shabbat as the bride? Who is the groom? Who is Shabbat married to? There's actually two answers to this question. And two answers emanate from the following midrash from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai himself. Says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in Bereshit Rabbah Perek Yud Aleph. Tani Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai taught. Amra Shabbat lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbat said in front of God, Ribono Shel Olam, L'chol Yesh Ben Zug. Every day has a pair. There's a difference in terms of how the pairs work. We compare day one with day six, day two with day five, day three with day four of creation. There's different ways of doing that, but Shabbat says, if you look at the days of the week, there's an odd number. Shabbat is the odd day out. I have no benzug. I have no pair. Ilian benzug. I got no pair. I have no spouse. Amar la kadosh baruch hu, Hashem said to her, Knesset Yisrael hi benzugcha. The community of Israel is your partner. When the Jews stood at Sinai, Amar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to them, Zichru hadavar shamarti l'Shabbat. Remember, Zachorat Yom HaShabbat, remember what I told the day of Shabbat. Knesset Yisrael hi ben zilkcha. The nation of Israel is your partner. And therefore, Zachor at Yom HaShabbat l'Kadosho. Remember the Shabbat to keep it holy. So we, on the one hand, are the groom for the Shabbat Malka. We are also, as we commemorate going towards Shavuot, the bride for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for God himself. There's this three-part triangle. This, you could even call it a love triangle between God, Shabbat, and Knesset Yisrael. One sense is Shabbat, the bride. This is obviously, again, a mystical concept. On a simple level, Shabbat is a day of connection, a day of unity. As the husband unites with the bride, we unite with God on Shabbat, and we unite different aspects of our personality, different aspects of our experience as well. And this relates to something I've actually told my parents around this call many times, but it's one of my favorite thoughts. And it relates to the notion of Zachor v'Shamor. He said, Zachor v'Shamor b'dibor echad nemru. Zachor, remember, and Shamor, safeguard, were said at the same time. What does that mean? Zachor is representative of an expansive approach to life. Going, doing, expanding, putting yourself out there. It corresponds to, and this is based on the Ramban al Torah, positive mitzvot of Shabbat. On Shabbat, we make kiddush, we eat festive meals. We go, and it's an active day on the one hand. In response to Hashem's attribute of kindness, Hashem reaching out to us and our approach to him out of love. All of this is represented by the notion of Zachor. This is why that is one candle of Shabbat. If you remember the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, after he leaves the cave, he sees someone holding two hadasim, two of these branches, myrtle branches. And he asks this person, why are you holding two? And he says, it's for Shamor. And Zachor. Why Shamor? What is Shamor? Shamor is the other dual aspect of this dual nature of Shabbat. It is restriction and control. It's when we stop ourselves from doing things, when we have self-control. It represents negative mitzvot, refraining from work, not doing, not eating certain things. And it's represented by Hashem's attribute of judgment and restraint when he holds himself back from reaching out to us when we don't deserve it, and our approach to him out of awe. On Shabbat, these two notions are combined. And that's the notion of Shamor v'Zachor b'Dibor Echad Nemru. That Shabbat is, at the same time, a day of expansion and activity. If you do Shabbat right, you have a good, appropriate Shabbos experience. It doesn't feel like you're doing nothing. It feels like your soul is active, but the way that you achieve that feeling is through restriction. It's through controlling yourself. It's through Shamor. And there's this unique connection specifically in Shabbos between these two aspects. That's the Shamor v'Zachor b'Dibor Echad Nemru. Shamor and Zachor were said in one utterance.
Kishmi Anu Kelham Yuchad, the unified God. Although Hashem is sometimes restrictive, sometimes we experience, as we just did last night, horrific Midat Hadin, the attribute of judgment. We feel like Hashem has removed himself from us. We also know that that's the same Hashem who reaches out to us in love. And that is the dual aspect of Shabbat. And I'll just bring you one more sort of illustration of this in this Mirot, in the music of Shabbat, from the Zemer of Kol Mekadesh Shvi'i. Kol Mekadesh Shvi'i, we're not sure who wrote Kol Mekadesh Shvi'i. It's usually sung on the night of Shabbat. And one of the stanzas goes as follows. We say, Mishochas techa liodecha kel kano v'nokim. Extend your kindness, God, to those who know you, O jealous and vengeful God. Now, when you try to ask Hashem to extend your kindness, his kindness to you, you usually wouldn't call him jealous and vengeful, right? That's not exactly what you would say. If you were asking someone for a favor, you wouldn't say, hey, my jealous and vengeful neighbor, could you please help me out? Not the way you usually get someone to help you. But we're referring to these dual aspects with which Hashem interacts with the world. No treya yom hashvi'i zachor v'shamor lehakim. Those who observe Shabbat fulfill both, remember, the positive, and shamor, the safeguard, the negative. Therefore, samchim b'vinyan shalem, gladden them with the complete building, the completion. That's the shlemut, the completion of Shabbat, the full experience that we receive from God and return to him, the full array of the spirit. V'vor panecha tavi came, illuminate them with the light of your countenance, yirvuyim mideshem b'techa v'nachla necha tashkem, satisfy them with the bounty of your house, and feed them from the river of Eden. So, let's sing a little bit more Lecha Dodi. We'll do some Mekol Mekadesh, and then we'll get to a few more songs. I'm going to now sing the tune for Bo'i V'Shalom from Shlomo Kalba. Please, again, feel free to sing. Like, wouldn't like to, that's also okay. Here it goes. Bo'i V'Shalom Ateret Bala Simcha utzala tochem mune am segula bo'i chala bo'i chala bo'i v'shalom ateret bala gam v'simcha utzala tochem mune am segula Shalom, Ateret Bala, Yam Besimcha Utzala, Tochem Unei, Tam Degula, Bo'i Chala, Bo'i Chala, Lecha Dodi, Lecha Kala, Bnei Shabbat, Lecha Kala, Lecha Dodi, na 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 Can you slowly sing a little bit of a Kolmikade Shivi? It's better or not with the guitar, so we'll go with these verses over here. Yom kadoshu mi bo viad seito kol zer Yaakov yechabedu kedvar ha-melech vidaso lanu ach bo V'lismoach v'sanu g'chol v'shaso kol adas Yisrael yasu oso yasu oso mishochas d'chale yodecha kel kano v'no keim No trela yom ashvi zachor v'shamor le'akeim Samchem b'vinyan shalem v'yor panecha tavikeim Yer v'yon mideshen v'secha v'nachal adanecha shashkeim Azor lashov simba shevi v'chari shuva katsir olamim Po simbo psia kitana soadim bo levare shalosh yamim Tik tatam katsir kior shiva sayamim Hashem Elokei Yisrael Hava Samim Hashem Elokei Yisrael Tshuat Olamim. Briefly, again, if you look at this whole array of stanzas here, the beginning we talk about those who eat on Shabbos, who enjoy Shabbos, the Tanuga Chol V'Shato. At the end, we talk about those who refrain from work, and that's restrictive. In the beginning, joined by the duality, that's unity on Shabbat. So, hasacha, for those who keep Zachor and Shamor. Okay. To end off, although it is Lag BaOmer, and I wanted to talk briefly about the special songs that are usually sung for Lag BaOmer, those for Bar Yochai, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the subject of our Shavua Tone. Let's sing a little bit about Bar Yochai. We'll delve a little bit into the lyrics here, a bit about Rabbi Akiva, and then we'll leave everyone to go. Here it goes. Bar Yochai, Nimshach Ashrecha, Shem En Tzato Necha Verecha, Bar Yochai, Nimshach Ashrecha, Shem En Tzato Necha Verecha, Bar Yochai, Nimshach Ashrecha, Shem En Tzato Necha Verecha, Bar Yochai, Nimshach Ashrecha, Shem En Tzato Necha Verecha, Bar Yochai, Shem En Mishkat Kodesh, Nimshach Mimidat HaKodesh, Nasat Sisne Zera Kodesh, Chavush Al Roshcha Terecha, Bar Yochai, Nimshach Ashrecha, Shem En Tzato Necha Verecha, Bar Yochai, Nimshach Ashrecha, As I mentioned, this song was written in the 16th century of Spain by Rabbi Shimon Navi, one of the Kabbalists at the time. The Sephardic community specifically was very involved in Kabbalah, in the mystical wisdom. And that is when Lag BaOmer gained more popularity again. And this song is a tribute to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, attributed to Rabbi Shimon Bar Levi. As Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is seen as the father of mystical wisdom, of bringing down the secrets of Torah to this world. In the song, we refer to Rabbi Yochai as being anointed with a unique gift. It reads, Bar Yochai Nimshachta, you've been anointed, Ashrecha, you're praiseworthy. Shemen Sason Mechaverecha, the oil of joy from your friends. Bar Yochai Shemen Mishcha Kodesh, the holy anointing oil. You have been anointed from the holy attributes. You carried the holy crown adorned on your head, your splendor. Here, the Paitan makes a reference to Bar Yochai as this sort of Kohen, a priest representing Klal Yisrael. And the Kohen is known for uniting us. Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, was a Rodev Shalom Oev Shalom, someone who pursued and loved peace and represented all of us in the Mikdash. Bar Yochai doesn't get to go into the actual Mikdash, but through his learning, through his wisdom, through his approaching God in a metaphysical sense, he is akin to the Kohen Gadol, who's been anointed with holy oil, and we get to appreciate, or at least those who are steeped in wisdom, get to appreciate Bar Yochai's Shemen Mishchat Kodesh, the Shemen Sason, the oil of joy, refers to the joy that one gets when they appreciate the secrets of Torah from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Read one more verse, then we'll sing it one more time. The next verse was as follows, and I hope it's a bit more familiar. Bar Yochai of the state Tapuchim, Bar Yochai to the field of apples. Again, referring to what we referred to before, the Chakal Tapuchim Kadishin, this field of holy apples, representative of God as his most approachable. Alita Lakopa Merkachim, you ascended there to gather the lights. So Torah Ketzitzim Uprachim, the secret of Torah with buds and sprouts. Na'aseh Adam Ne'emar Ba'avurecha. Hashem's commandment, let us make man, was said for you. Referring to the statement that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to his son, Rabbi Elazar, in the Gemara in Shabbat, where he said after emerging from the cave, that the whole world would be enough for you and I. Just for you and I. It's a bit haughty, frankly, at first glance, but his point is that the level, we have reached the pinnacle of human spirituality. Now, after he leaves the cave, he comes to appreciate each person for what they do. And they're not being able to necessarily reach the same spiritual levels of soul dedication to Talmud Torah. But this song appreciates Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's uniqueness. I'll do it one more time. It goes like this. Bar Yochai, Vilisei Tapu, Mali, Talmil Popo, Merkatim, So Torah. I'd like to leave you with Shabbat Shalom after reading some of the Rabbi Akiva. Akiva has been subject of our Shabbaton. Rabbi Akiva has a reputation, is known also for not only his righteousness and his contribution to halacha, the world of Jewish legal theory and our laws, but also his known as someone steeped in the deeper wisdom. The Gemara tells the tale of four rabbis who tried to ascend to these higher worlds of spirituality that were nichnas in the parties. They entered the orchard. Some of them didn't come out okay. Rabbi Akiva was the one who was able to ascend to these higher worlds successfully. And I'm going to read to you another song that's sung on Lag BaOmer traditionally, and specifically it comes from the last Mishnah in Yoma. Yoma, which the Daf Yomi cycle recently completed, is dedicated to the laws of Yom Kippurim. And the last part of Yom, the Masechta, the tractate, deals with the restrictions of Yom Kippur, not eating and not drinking and those specifics and how one does repentance. And this last Mishnah says as follows, after describing this difficult, challenging process of affliction, of not eating, of not drinking, of having to repent and the agony and the sadness associated with it and having to embarrass ourselves and ask for forgiveness from those whom we've wronged. One might have the sort of impression that, you know, this is a horrific, difficult, challenging, sad process. Why go through it? It rips you to pieces. And Rabbi Akiva is there to comfort us. Says Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashrecha Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva said, how fortunate you are, you Israel, that despite all the pain, Despite everything you go through for being Jewish, you're fortunate. Lifnei mi atem mitaharin. Who do you purify yourself in front of? Mi mitahar etchem. And who purifies you? Avichem, Shabbat Shemayim, your Father in Heaven. This relates to a certain dual process. There is a tahara that we bring about, a purity we bring about upon ourselves. Lifnei mi atem mitaharin. Mi mitahar etchem. Now Hashem purifies us as well. That when we begin this difficult process, Hashem helps us along the way. And he quotes two psukim relating to this. First, Vizarati lechem mayim tehorim utehartem. I shall throw, says God, pure waters upon you and purify you. But also, mikveh Yisrael Hashem, I am your mikveh. You immerse yourself in the mikveh. Maha mikveh matar satzmeh makosh baruchu matar et Yisrael. Just as the immersion pool purifies those who are impure, so Hashem, God, purifies Israel. Rabbi Akiva's message is always, that's what he says when he said, we see the Chorban, and maybe today, after the Chorban, the destruction we just experienced, as we try to unite with those of us who are still in mourning, our brothers and sisters who are still mourning their loved ones, young, wonderful young men, fathers, great rabbis who just passed away last night. Rabbi Akiva tells us that as difficult as it is, don't despair. As difficult as it is, Ashreichem Yisrael, you're fortunate Israel. Fortunate are you to serve the Ribono Sholom. And hopefully we can take that message from Rabbi Akiva and it can guide it, not just through this specific time, but through all our difficulties and travails and challenges of life. Rabbi Akiva experienced a very difficult life, but he always remembered, Ashreichem Yisrael, how fortunate you are, Israel. And let's sing the song just as a note. The middle stanza, this Pasuk Shenemar, Vizrak Lechem Ayim Tehorim, is usually not recited in the song, so we're not going to be singing that, but you have the words in front of you. I'm Rebbe Akiva, I'm Rebbe Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael. I'm Rebbe Akiva, I'm Rebbe Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael. Ashreichem, Ashreichem, Ashreichem Yisrael. Ashreichem Yisrael, litnei mi atzem mitaharin umi mitaharechem. Litnei mi atzem mitaharin umi mitaharechem. Avichem Shabbat Shammayim, Avichem Shabbat Shammayim, Thank you very much for joining, everyone. Wish all of us only happiness, only good times. Shabbat Shalom. We should be able to see death in every single part of our life. Even if we're not connected with the mystical wisdom, know that every single commandment, every single blessing you recite is so pregnant with meaning. Every single moment of your life, that is the ultimate message of Yeshua by your meaning that gets us through all the difficult times, the sadness, to the strife, to the tragedies, to the chavanot, destruction. I hope we can only always appreciate everything that we have and only appreciate good times. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much for joining, everyone.
Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom. Klaus Bergman, thank you.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.